Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, for November 20th, 2015. Next week is Black Friday, meaning that you will be out shopping and I will be out selling you things from in the shop that I work at. So be here for some amazing deals. Right now we've got some pre-Black Friday deals going, but we'll talk about that later. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was James Bond and Spectre, $33.6 million. It was followed by the Peanuts movie, number two, $24 million. Love the Coopers, number three, $8.3 million. The Martian, number four, $6.7 million. And the top five was rounded out by The 33 with $5.7 million. New this week, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire 2, The Night Before, and others in limited release that will not make as much money as The Hunger Games, Catching Fire 2. In the news, another new Star Wars TV spot was shown this week, showcasing Finn talking with an American accent. If you've seen Attack the Block, he does not speak with an American accent in Attack the Block, so it's like, hey, neat! So you can see that now. So far, the movie has sold $50 million in sales, and a new image this week was released by, I believe it was Empire Online, showing the Stormtrooper officer with the red shoulder pauldron. And if you don't know about that figure, it is a 3¼-inch figure exclusive to the Entertainment Earth Assault Desert Walker. So check that out. We've got a few left in stock. If you want one, hey, you can grab one. Baywatch cast Alexandria Daddario? Yeah, I think so. As the lead. I don't know how to pronounce the name. So there you go. The Rock is in it, too. My Little Pony, the movie, the new one, will be out November 3rd, 2017, and I believe that's against Thor Ragnarok, so that should be fun. Memento is being remade. Ryan Gosling has been cast in Blade Runner 2. Hasbro Studios confirmed Transformers Robot in Disguise will end at a second season with a movie, and then something else will happen. Oh well. This week we lost Michael Gross. He was part of the National Lampoon and designed the original Ghostbusters logo. Also the famous, if you don't buy this magazine, we'll kill this dog cover. On sale, Entertainment Earth. Pre-Black Friday savings are on now. They're pretty darn good. We've got over 200 items on sale, hand-picked and slashed to ridiculous prices, some of which are already sold out and all of which are our lowest ever. We've got Marvel, Godzilla, Frozen, Dexter, Star Trek, Doctor Who, and more. Some items are up to 95% off on these sales, so hurry. The sales will end in time for Black Friday. And you'll have new sales, because that's how these things work. Different items. In the toy news, it's November, so anyone out there with kids or immature husbands, people like me, don't forget to buy your toys now. You might say, hey, that's just a naked marketing move to say you should buy stuff from us. Yes, but if you've ever been a child and you know what it's like to want a hard-to-get toy for a holiday season, you don't always know what that is. So, easier just to buy it now before everyone decides that the next Teddy Ruxpin is, in fact, Sing-a-Majigs or whatever it is. So you might want to go ahead and take a look at what we got. If it's in stock, order it now. Save yourself the trouble. Just saying, good thing to do. Hasbro announced some hefty Transformers things this week, and that's most of our news. Micronauts are coming back as part of Transformers. Hasbro announced this at an investors conference and it was widely reported. We don't have more news as to specifics just yet as to what characters will be getting, what sizes, price points, what they'll do, and what have you, but they are coming. And apparently it's called Transformers Micronauts, and it is coming eventually. If they're showing it at an investor thing now, I assume it might be next year or the year after, but I have no intel here, so I'm excited, because I remember we saw the logo for Micronauts at Toy Fair, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago, in the showroom in New York. And everyone was like, oh yeah, J.J. Abrams movie, blah, 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 blah. And it's interesting to see what 7 or 8 years later, we're still talking about a movie with J.J. Abrams that Hasbro's involved with, but not Micronauts. So we'll see how that works out. Other news, Hasbro announced G2 Bruticus is coming, as well as Fortress Maximus and Power Master Optimus Prime, plus a ton of new minicons and deployers for Robots in Disguise. What's more, starting today on Facebook, Hasbro started an official poll for the next Transformers Titan, American and Chinese fans, and presumably anybody who can spoof an IP address, that's all of us, we can choose between Omega Supreme, Scorponok, and Trypticon. My hope is we all vote for Scorponok. By saying that, we're probably going to end up getting Trypticon. But who knows? I want a Scorponok, is what I'm saying, so let's do that. Other news this week include Funko announced a new Hikari figure, Buzz Lightyear. The regular Buzz Lightyear is being produced in 750 pieces, and that is it. We added a new exclusive. The Kung Fu Panda Flocked Po pop vinyl figure is up for grabs now. It is fuzzy. It is Po. It is something panda-tastic. Let's go with that. And you can pre-order one right now for release early next year. We also added new pre-orders for the... Oh, I'm actually kind of excited about a lot of this stuff, to be honest with you. The Star Trek Starships SS Raven diecast metal vehicle. That's from the episode where we meet Seven of Nine's parents on Star Trek Voyager. If you haven't seen all of that, I'm going to not spoil it too much, even though it is from 20-ish years ago. We're old. But that ship is now a thing you can buy. There was also an iZombie Power-Up Liv Moore previews exclusive action figure. And this is pretty cool. DC Icons Static Shock Deluxe action figure, if you remember that cartoon. There's not a lot of Static Shock stuff. So it's kind of neat to see something from that era of TV animation. And that's all I got. So I am going to stop recording for now. I will see you guys next week. Please don't forget to check out our amazing Black Friday sales and daily deals, because we put a lot of work into it and we want to get you some cheap stuff. So check it out. See you next time. Have a great weekend. Follow us at EntEarth on Twitter, and I will see you on the next Entertainment Earth podcast.